What's up, everybody? Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Guided Spirits Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to y'all about the Law of Rhythm, the third hermetic principle in this little mini-series I'm doing. So, basically, the Law of Rhythm states that everything will flow in and out. Everything has its ups and downs. Everything is in a constant pendulum swing, where the swing to the right is the same as the swing to the left. So, think of it. The easiest way to think of this is like the tides of the ocean. The tides are going to rise and fall, and this is basically your life. You're going to go through ups and downs, and your whole life in grand scheme is you starting from a low and getting to a high, or you starting from a high and going to a low. The idea is that you're going to find a way to grow throughout life. Like, if you're born, like, I imagine if you're, like, Donald Trump's son, like, I think his name is literally like Donald Trump Jr. Like, if you're born from a billionaire, like, you got some big ass shoes to fill, right? Like, you gotta find a way not to get trapped in the shadow of your dad. And, like, that's a lot harder to grow in through that law of rhythm. And you're going to have to take those ups and downs, and you're going to have to really figure out how to grow. With that being said, me being born in Novokuznetsk, Russia, out in the middle of Siberia, and then being adopted at 1.5 years old, it's a lot easier for me to grow from that point where, like, I came from, like, literally the bottom of the barrel, like, from nothing, with nothing but some luck. And then all I've done is study and use my brain to, like, make myself better, where I've made so many mistakes because no one really taught me what not and what to do to a certain degree. Yeah, like, my parents gave me, like, good morals, but, like, when I made these mistakes with, like, past girlfriends and said the wrong thing at the wrong time and things like this, like, you learn through these mistakes, and it's all those ups and downs in life where, like, you're gonna do something and it's gonna affect, like, years of your life, and you might not feel it right away because one choice can be the difference between making it or, like, breaking it. And this is why they say, like, it takes, like, you're a lifetime to build a reputation, and it takes, like, a second to lose it. Where, like, if you make one bad decision, like, it will, like, screw everything up right away. And that's where that, like, that law of rhythm really works, where, like, if you are at a really high and you're not, like, focused on, like, where your trajectory is going, like, you can screw a lot of stuff up. And it's really important to understand what this actually means. So what I'm trying to get to here is be aware of your decisions and look to the past to see where your ups and downs were in life, and then learn how to predict the future based on these ups and downs. That's where the power of the law of rhythm really comes in my opinion. Being able to predict the future and understand what is going on and what is going to happen based on past events and past decisions. So, like, you're like, you are living in the moment. Always live in the moment. Focus on that. Focus on the moment. Be in the moment and focus on the light. Andy Elliott said, you got to be where your feet are. Like, no matter what, like, always just be where your feet are. And then look at the past and be like, all right, here's where I fucked up. Here's where I did something good. And then don't repeat what you fucked up. Do what you did good again. And you'll see as you grow and develop into the best version of yourself that, like, those things that, like, you screwed up once, if you, like, don't repeat them, you're gonna start, like, building really fast, and you can compound really fast, and you can start growing really fast. And if you don't grow, like, I'm telling you, like, if you're not growing, you're dying. And this really comes down to the fact where, like, if you're not looking for new ways to grow and evolve, like I just said in the last episode, I was going to get a job at Trader Joe's, but instead I decided to go work at a car dealership and sell because, one, I've never had a true sales position. Like, I have a company for the course, like 3M's coaching services, but the course isn't done and I'm not selling it yet. And I want to go practice my sales skills because I know I can sell. And I mean, I believe I can sell. Like, I believe in my own abilities, but the only time will tell through the actual practice of the skill, meaning I have to go do that. Like, there's no other way. It all comes down to that law of rhythm where, like, you have to find places that you are pushing up, and, like, you have to, like, climb the mountain, and, like, you're going to go down really hard, and the faster you go down, And if you can swing that momentum back up, you can go higher up than you were before and before the previous up, because you're always going to go from an up to a low. And if you go and you see that you're going into a low, instead of fighting it, if you fight it, you're going to kill yourself because you're going to waste all your energy trying to fight it. If you just fucking dig and dig and dig and dig and dig and dig as deep as you possibly can go and express every emotion, like as bad as it possibly could be, like... last night, for instance, I couldn't stop thinking about the fact that I totaled my old car, like my Subaru Legacy, and this made me really, really sad. And I literally cried myself to sleep thinking about this car. And I was just like, damn, like when I didn't even total it, someone hit me. But I say I totaled it because I have the most utmost accountability. And when I'm driving, I have to drive more defensively. So when I get into a situation where someone's pulling out in front of me and I can't do anything but hit them, I have to drive slower. I have to do something. I have to find a way to be better. So what I'm trying to get at is I expressed the negative and really, really sad emotions, the darkness, and I embraced all this darkness that I was engulfed in, and all it did was make my light brighter today. And I could tell, like, I have an energy today that, like, is there, that I can really help people with the words that I'm saying, and that's why I am recording this podcast, and I'm here to help as many people as possible through using this trajectory of going down and embracing the down, and then using all that momentum of the down to go up higher than you ever thought you could. And this is why when I go get this position doing the sales at a dealership, it will make my life better in the long run, especially in my financial situation. It's all about taking chances, calculated risks, and figuring out what's worth it, what's not, and invest into yourself. Knowledge is power, and when you understand these hermetic principles, you're gonna figure out why you really can predict your death. Like, you'll find yourself cheating death if you really can nail this law of rhythm. It's just like, just remember, if you try to stop the down and you fight against the down, you will waste all your energy and you'll kill yourself. For real, like, whatever it takes, like, you gotta just embrace it. Embrace how bad it is, and, like, just go deeper and deeper and deeper, and you'll find yourself, at mile high and in ecstasy on the other side of that. And I've went through this so many times in my life, and I just understand how this works, and this is why I'm sharing it with you all. With that being said, next hermetic principle is the law of polarity. This is really critical to making your life everything you could ever imagine. And it's all about choosing the good versus the bad, choosing the light versus the dark, choosing the high vibrational emotions versus the low vibrations. See you there. Thank you for listening. My name is Nate Sarantino, and this was Guided Spirits Podcast.